All right, and we're back. What's up, everyone? How are we doing? Welcome back to another episode of Talking Big Blue with JQ. I'm your host, JQ. It's been a while for Tom and I, but the boys are back, and we're back after a week one, an opening weekend win for the New York Giants against the Tennessee Titans. They took the dub in Nashville, 21-20. A lot's been happening. Brian Daboll gets his first win in his first career game as a head coach. But Tom, I mean, it's good to see you. We never lost touch. I know it's been a while for our listeners, but I mean, a lot has changed in our lives too, not just the New York Giants. So what's up, man? How have you been?
Well, first of all, before I talk about me, we are back. Yeah. The Giants won. That was nuts. I'm good, man. For those that know me, but don't know me, I guess. Yeah. Wound up getting a gig over at ESPN as a production assistant, which is round of applause for the boy. Thank you. Which is pretty cool over there. Everyone's really nice. And I'm just happy to be there for the ride. I didn't know how the Giant game ended yesterday until the highlight shot sheet got printed right in front of me at my desk because I was prompting the 7 o'clock Sports Center. And when I left, they were losing. When I left the big screening room, which is where everyone edits the highlights and stuff, they were losing 20-13, which is nothing new. And then I'm in the frenzy of getting the shot sheets are basically the highlight written out for the anchors to read on SportsCenter. So I'm getting all the shot sheets for all the games, and then I hear the producer in my ear go, "Okay, Giants is on the way." And then it comes out, and in the bottom, I see Giants hang on to win. And I didn't have enough time. I almost asked my producer if there was a typo. Because because obviously the Giants hanging on to win anything wouldn't make any sense. But yeah, man, that's me. I'm just killing it at ESPN. And the boys are up from here.
Yeah, dude. I mean, we've talked about it. You're at ESPN. I think we spoke about it a little bit the last time we recorded several months ago. I started a job over at MLB Network. So that's kind of why when I started my job, I kind of started to focus on that a lot, make sure, you know, I got into a good rhythm with work and everything. And obviously it was the off season. So not really much of, there wasn't a lot that we missed besides like free agency, stuff like that. We talked about the signing of Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. But otherwise than that, we've just been two busy adults, I guess. I mean, it's kind of weird to say that. And yeah, right? So it's cool, but we wanted to get back into the swing of things, record a few episodes a week because this is what we love to do. I know I really do. But yeah, let's give it up for the New York Giants. First win on opening day in 6 years. It's been a while. Last time was 2016 against Dallas, in Dallas as well. So give it up for the boys. A great win. And I mean, Tom knows this, and all Giants fans that are watching, the game started off like a regular classic Sunday for Giants fans. Giants go 3-and-out, same thing, offense looks dead, and then the Titans go right down the field and march it in for 6, like in a blink of an eye, and it's like, okay, here we go. That was quick. My dad's sitting on the couch next to me going, oh boy, here we go again. And I'm like, all right, it's fine. It's early. I'm getting all these texts. What's this? What's that? I thought it's going to look different this year. And I was like, it's early. I was like, relax. But you know, they were able to get it together, put together a really good second half after being down 13-0. And they pulled out an amazing win, and I couldn't have been happier. And there's someone, Tom knows I'm going to say this. There's someone I couldn't be happier for. And that's Saquon Barkley. What a game. I mean, for a kid like him to be going through all the struggles he had the past 2 years with the injuries, the up and downs, to come back and go absolutely psycho, 18 carries, 164 rushing yards, 9.1 per carry, a touchdown, and the big 2-point conversion at the end. I mean, it's safe to say Saquon's back, and it just feels good, and he looks really confident out there. So yesterday was a great feeling for me. I don't know what else to really say about him, but he was baller. He played with that chip on his shoulder, and he's kind of proving to everyone that he still can be that guy.
Yeah, he looked unreal. I had saw a couple of his runs before I had to go do the show, but he hasn't lost any step whatsoever. And you just saw just how much natural emotion just poured out of him during the game in those runs, even those short 4 or 5 yard runs. And then obviously that 2-point conversion, when once he scored, he just threw the ball. And we just talked about it before we came on. They looked different at the end. They didn't do the typical crumble and fold like they always do when they're down late in games. They kind of like put their foot on the gas more. And Danny hit Shepard with that million-yard bomb down the field. And you can tell upon just looking at probably the shortest highlight video you can find on YouTube, they actually have a football coach for the first time since Tom Coughlin. And it's a weird feeling. Dable's a beast, dude.
You know, the thing is about Dable, even if he goes for two, let's say they don't get it, like, you know, there will be people giving him crap about that decision, but it shows that he has guts, and it shows that you play to win the game. You don't play to lose. And that's, I think, what kind of Giants fans really want to see this year. We get it. It's a rebuilding season, all in that. Like, the team is not all the way there. Of course, you still, yesterday you saw glimpses of the really good and the really bad, but it was good to see that he wanted to take that chance, take that opportunity. Let's go for the win. I saw Dable and Wink Martindale speaking on the sideline when he decided to go for two, and Wink went up to Dable and said, it looked like he said, are you sure you want to do this? I'm not sure what he said exactly. Don't take my word for it. But in my mind, it looked like he said, are you sure you want to do this? Like, along those lines. Dable seemed positive as ever. And after they got that 2-point conversion, they like dabbed each other up. And it was basically like, all right, go get him on defense, get a stop, and let's go win this game. And, you know, it was a little nerve-wracking. They gave up 2 big penalties, the Giants, on that drive, 2 defensive holdings. Naturally. So granted, it was like, all right, here they come down the field of Titans. They're in field goal range now. But something just felt different to me. I was like, damn, I was like, they really played really good today at the end. And they like brought themselves back from not just being like a laughing stock, but just kind of like out of like the trenches, what they were in. They were down 13-0. They battled their way back. Like, if they lost on that last second field goal, it's like, okay, all right. Like, there's stuff to improve on, and there's, you know, a little momentum, I feel like. And for some reason, I'm looking at my dad and I go, yo, this guy's going to miss. I was like, I don't know why. I was like, I wasn't nervous. I was like, he's going to miss. And, you know, luckily the football gods were on Giants fans' side and the Giants organization, and kick was wide left. And I jumped up and down for pure excitement. Tom knows my probably reaction in that exact moment. He could probably picture it right now in his head. I ran into the kitchen and I picked up my sister with one arm and I started running around with her in my arm. I was like, they won, they won. So it was a great feeling. I mean, and I don't know. I'm just like, it just feels good, dude. It feels good to see them win week one. And, you know, they got a doable matchup next week against the Panthers. So you never know. And I will be at that game as well, too. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's such a game changer now after the fact that they won yesterday. Because we knew you've been going for a month now. But now that they actually know how to win a game, you might actually go to a game where they can win.
I'm sorry, what was that word you said?
Win.
Oh.
Yeah, the W word. If you break the game in half, the second half, they outscored the Titans 21-7, and the Titans didn't score any points in the fourth quarter. I think you'd have to look it up. I don't know when's the last time the Giants played a team that they held them to 0 points in the fourth quarter. I guess maybe the Seahawks, when they won, was a game 8-5 or whatever it was, or 5-3.
It's like 13-8 or something like
yeah,
that.
The worst football game in the history of the world. Like you said, the coaching staff, just they're on the same page. Dable kind of knew that, you know, they weren't supposed to win the game going into it based on projections and stuff. You know, the Vegas had them as 5.5-point underdogs. So you're going in, he's probably thinking in his head, if we go for it and don't get it, everyone thought we were going to lose anyway, but at least we tried. And then if we get it, it's a huge, huge morale boost, a huge team just coming together moment. And then we're 1-0. And yeah, I know, obviously the Titans drove right down the field and got right in the field goal range, but again, they missed. So it just
doesn't matter how you win, as long as you win, right, Tom?
Doesn't matter if I mean, Vin Diesel said in Fast and Furious about racing, it doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile, winning's winning. It doesn't matter if you win on a game-winning touchdown or a doinked field goal, winning's winning.
Very true. And, I mean, I think we got to give credit where it's due to the defense, playing without Azeez Ojulari and Kayvon Thibodeau. Misses his debut. They hold Derrick Henry to 81 rushing yards, not a touchdown. It was kind of interesting to see because Henry, he looked explosive at some points. We know he's coming off that foot injury from last year. But he did go to the blue medical tent after one of the first drives of the game. No one ever said why. It was just one of those quick cameras that panned to him on the sideline. It was just, he's a very big guy. Him ducking over into the blue tent. And I looked at the pure size of him and I go, oh my God. I go, this guy's huge, man. How are they going to bring this guy down all game and contain him all game? And they did a really good job of doing that. And I'm just couldn't be happier. O'Shane Xiemen has played a great game setting the edge and the Giants just funneled in and they all gang tackled. And I don't know. They got away with the victory. The defense had a lot of good things to talk about. Couple bad things too. You can tell without Blake Martinez even being there, the linebacker depth is pretty thin. Yeah. But talk about, I don't know if you saw this hit, because I know you were working yesterday, but did you see what Tate Crowder did to Derrick Henry yesterday?
I that was the last play I saw before I left.
Unbelievable, right?
I think that was honestly, I think that might have just been Henry was completely off balanced. And when anyone, no matter the size, is off balance, all it takes is the littlest nudge a certain way and they go flying. So I think Crowder's feet were just squared up and he just laid into him and then Henry went flying. But yeah, naturally in game, it didn't look normal, I guess you would say, because again, Henry's the size of two buildings. But it's a crazy thing to think about that they won that game the way they did with the defense and they were without their two best pass rushers. So the fact that they can get them back within the next game or two, I mean, it's truly terrible when you really think about it that they won this game. Cause now me and you have just gotten the slightest glimpse of hope and we're running with it. Like typical New York sports fans, but
gotta keep the vibes high.
Keep them high. So. And again, they're going into a game against the Panthers who really didn't look good last week at all. I know they almost won the game, but they did not look good compared to what I guess everyone kind of thought they would look like. So as far as obviously now we're looking 2 weeks ahead. They got the Cowboys who all of a sudden are going to be without Dak for a very, very long time. It's going to be a weird year, brother. I'm very interested to see how all this unfolds.
Couldn't agree more. And, we would talk about this all the time. Injuries suck. Doesn't matter what team the player is on. You never root for a guy to get injured. And, seeing Dak go down week one, it's like, holy shit. Don't get me wrong. It's like I was saying, it's terrible. It's like obviously in the Giants' favor. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, wow, I don't know. It's not like the division's wide open, but those are two games. If they're playing Dallas and Dak's not there for, they're two very winnable games. Their team, their offense last night did not look good. They got CeeDee Lamb out there and it's like no one else. So, I mean, those are two very winnable games at this moment in time. So you could sneak by those two games and maybe try to split with Philly and maybe take two from Washington or split with Washington. You're looking pretty good in the division standing. So, I mean, it was never talking this early about winning multiple games this year, but I don't know. A lot of good stuff has happened in our favor. Trying to think of some things. Negatives. Go ahead, Tom. What were you going to say?
I think I definitely had something to do with yesterday's win, as I had the Titans as my survivor pick for my survivor pool. The reverse jinx worked, if you will. Was that my intention? No, I was trying to win my survivor pool. But at the same time, I don't think I've ever been happier as a loser in a pool, if that makes sense, because the rest of the shift yesterday just went by so much smoother because I had to watch the highlight twice because I did two shows last night. And yeah, I mean, negatives. I mean, just the first half started slow, but it's week one. half the team starts slow every year, week one, especially relatively bad teams like the Giants at that time of game. But then you saw, dude, you saw the flip of the switch where they'd run a couple different plays. Next thing you know, Sterling Shepard's open 65 yards down the field. You see things where they do a different type of run where Saquon's just not running up the middle and getting stuff. They do a kind of counter where all he needs to do is one jump cut and boom. Dude, that it was first down on like the Giants 10-yard line. And they ran the ball. Next thing you know, he's 65 yards down the field. And then they're in the red zone all of a sudden. You definitely saw the new regime's impact in terms of play calling and game script and just playing to win the game rather than playing to try and not lose, which is just scared football. And that's kind of what the Giants have been playing the last 4 or 5 years.
Which is very true. The funny thing is that Saquon, that 68-yard run he had, I was like, I go to get up. I had to pee. All right. I'm going to be straight up. I had to pee. And in my house, I don't have a bathroom on the first floor. So I was like, all right, I'll go down to the basement real quick, whatever. There's a TV in the basement that was on, but I think like the Chiefs game was on. Cause you know, my dad will be sitting next to me 1 minute. Then he'll just get up and go downstairs and watch a different game. Probably gets bored of the Giants. So he's in the kitchen, whatever. I go downstairs because there's also a TV in the kitchen. So, you know, he's got it on as he's making dinner last night. I go downstairs, I'm peeing. I hear my name and it's like a roar. He's like, Jack. And I go, oh, brother. I go, what does this mean? And I go, what's up? Like, as like I'm washing my hands, I go, yeah. Yeah. And he goes, Barkley. And I was like, no way. I come upstairs to see the replay. And I was like, let's go. Like, and just the cut, the vision, the blocking, those three things all looked great. He hit the hole. And then the burst and the acceleration, it's still there. He looks just like he did in 2018 and 2019. That's what, you know, people always say. Bobby Skinner, I listened to him say this. Everyone likes to judge him based on these last 2 years, but no one likes to give him credit for what he basically did beforehand. And it's kind of like, you know, it's true. Like, we all saw what he did his first 2 years. He's a dynamic player. And that run right there showed it. That whole drive, they went down the field in like four plays. And he ended up scoring that like 5-6 yard rushing touchdown. But that 68 yard rush set that Giants offense up. He changed the entire game for that offense. And he carried them. He carried the workload. But I just can't get it out of my head. My dad going, Jack. And I'm like, oh, bro. I'm like, is this going to be, I knew it was a good thing. Cause I could tell my dad, like, when he's saying something like that, I heard the tone of his voice. I was like, okay, this is good. This is good. And then he said, Barkley. And I was like, yeah. But no, it was an awesome moment because everyone knows how big of a Saquon believer and fan I am. So to see him play like that yesterday, I got a lot of texts from people saying like, he looked so good. Like, this is great. Like, congrats. Like, this is awesome. I was like, I'm just happy to be witnessing it like everyone else is.
I had to put my phone on do not disturb because remember, my show started at 7. So I'm prompting the show for those that don't know what that entails. The prompter is the little thing that you scroll and it has the script on the screen. That's what the anchors read when they're looking at the camera and stuff. But on top of that, I get all the shot sheets and the highlights printed to me. And then I have to, you know, label them and stuff and bring them to the talent at the desk. So I'm trying to do all of that. Now, remember, show started at 7. The game ended, I don't know, probably around 7:30, let's say. I'm trying to do that to them. And, you know, again, my phone's in my pocket. It's not like out in front of me or anything, but just the vibrating of the phone from the, I don't know, 4 group chats and then just texts from just straight up people that are watching the game. My phone was getting hot. So during a commercial break, I had to put it on Do Not Disturb because our fantasy football chat, thanks to you and all the other guys in it, was going absolutely nuts. And then, you know, I got my 2 cousins, Nick and Anthony, texting me. They're going nuts. And I'm just trying to work. And and again, I know that something's happening. And then all I saw was my cousin, Nick, and it said the Giants in all caps. Nick, shout out. No free shout outs. And then I go, no way they're gonna win this game. And then again, the highlight comes out of the printer, and I just see Giants hang on to win. I said, holy crap. But it's, yeah, so that again, it's moments like that where I'm like, I'm working at ESPN. Like, I'm frazzled at the moment, and it gets a little overwhelming, but that's, it's all fun at the end of the day.
You're doing what you love. I mean, we're both doing what we love. We're working in sports. This is what we studied at all 4 years of college. You stayed for your grad year. But this is what we've been hoping for. You know, we're working in sports. Obviously, my goal one day is to make it over to the NFL, but I'm just loving what I'm doing right now. And we got to enjoy a week one win.
Absolutely.
I do want to touch on some things I wasn't happy about yesterday, because obviously, you know me, I could be happy, but I'm also going to be upset about a few things. Kadarius Toney is just MIA, and he's healthy, and it's like the same situation to start off last year. They're making him like, this is what I think. It could be different. I don't know what's going on in that organization. It looks like they're making him earn his like stripes, earn like his spot in like that starting rotation. He had a total of 7 snaps yesterday, 0 targets. The 2 plays he did have, though, he had like a 19-yard rush, and he had that flea flicker where he almost threw it downfield to Davis Sills, but he pulled it back under and then made positive yards out of nothing, which was good. So every time he touches the ball, he does something really good. That's what it's always been like with KT. But I think it's the Giants gaining trust from him. Is he going to stay healthy? Like, maybe he doesn't know the playbook. Maybe he's one of those players that just doesn't look at the playbook and they're like, I don't care. Galladay was out there for 44 snaps. He only had 2 targets. I just don't think he fits this offense well anymore, unfortunately. But I mean, he seemed like happy out there. I mean, he seemed excited for the team. I don't know. He's like, those two guys are interesting. I obviously want to see Kadarius Toney way more than Galladay on the field. But Richie James, a little like star in the making for Daniel Jones, a little partner for him. He had like 6 targets yesterday. He had 5 receptions. So he was a nice big piece for that offense, because Wandale Robinson had his first career catch and then got banged up, hurt his knee. So he's like, they didn't feel comfortable continuing to play him. So that was the only, I think, injury report I know as of right now, which is a good thing. I mean, less injuries, the better for the team. So stinks that Wandale got hurt in his first game, but at least he had a catch in his first game and got to witness a victory. I thought Evan Neal looked pretty good. He had some moments where he like lunges. So he'll like get to his spot, but he'll just lunge too early. It's basically like in MLB The Show when you swing very early and you got to look at the PCI and the swing bar and it says very early. So like it's stuff like that. You know, he had a couple misses, this and that. Actually, I don't know if you saw it. There was one really funny play. Not like good. It wasn't good for him. It was bad. They ran a screen to Barkley, like out to the right side where Neil was, and like the right guard in the center. And I think Neil mixed up the play and thought it was a pass blocking play. So like he shed his block and then was standing there like ready to block the next guy. And then Saquon just runs right by him when Neil's supposed to be running with him. It's so funny. I got to find the clip of it. Obviously not good, but it was so funny. Because this is something we can laugh about because they won. And, you know, he did have a solid game. And his partner on the other side of the line, Andrew Thomas, had a great game shutting down Bud Dupree for most of the game. I mean, Daniel Jones did get sacked 4 or 5 times, but I mean, that interior offensive line, we know it wasn't going to be pretty. I mean, you got your 2 center pieces at left and right tackle. So once Neil starts to get more comfortable, maybe he can help gel that inside of the line. So, but they brought a lot of pressure to the Titans up the middle. That's a good pass rush there. But no, overall, I'm really happy with how they performed and how they, like you were saying, Tom, they didn't give up. And like they made sure they fought back into that game. And going into halftime, only down 13-0, they didn't give up a touchdown or a field goal to the Giants in like that 2-minute drill right before half. And usually last year, I forget what it was. They gave up like 79 points to 0 for them scoring. Yeah. So it was like automatic last year. So you could tell like the vibe, the culture is a little different. And it's really good to see, dude. I'm very excited for this
year. And again, the biggest takeaway is that Saquon pretty much single-handedly carried that team. Well, the offense, because the defense played phenomenal too. And it's just a thing where if he's really back and he's able to produce with the sometimes poor play of the O-line, if he's able to consistently produce, that's gonna open up the offense in a way that it's never we've never seen it opened up before. Because when he first came in, we had Eli who couldn't really throw too well anymore, and obviously wasn't mobile like Danny is. It's a situation where he can open up the offense, so we can actually, I think, for the first time probably since that rookie year, see Daniel Jones actually play quarterback. And because again, he's on a 17 game contract and they just played one, so he only has 16 games left, you know, of course assuming a non-playoff appearance. He's got 16 more games to kind of show, not even us at this point, just show the coaches, be like, this is why you should keep me around for at least a couple more years. Because if he doesn't, they're not going to keep him around, and then we got to find another quarterback. So
how do you think he looked yesterday overall, Daniel?
You asked me what I thought about him?
Yeah, how do you think Daniel like looked overall yesterday? I mean, granted, new offense, another new scheme, learning again, but what do you think?
Learning yet again, another new offense. I mean, the first half was rough. It just every time I saw them snap the ball, there was guys still in the backfield. But again, he makes that throw to Sterling Shepard. He really, I mean,
with guys in his face too. So yeah, I thought it was a little underthrown, but still with guys in his face, he had to throw flat footed.
I know the stats don't always tell the story, but he went 17 for 21 with 188 yards, two touchdowns, and of course an interception. What's Daniel Jones without an interception? But I mean, 116 QBR. I'm a firm believer in stats don't always tell the story, but he also had six rushes for 25. They won the game. I promise you, if the Giants fast forward now to December, if the Giants have within a couple games under 500, if they go, I forget about the extra game, what the new thing, if they go like 7-10 or something like that, the fact that they've won seven games for the first time since the playoff year, everyone's going to look at him differently. Because then they can actually look at his numbers and look at how he did. If he puts up those numbers that he did yesterday and they lose, everyone's crapping on him again. You know what I mean? So it's a two-way street. So we just gotta enjoy the ride. But, bro, that's what we have the whole season for. We won. This is the first Victory Monday since
the dawn of the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, 6 years. 6 years, 2016.
And the first time they've won in September in about 4 years, 5 years.
What's that line you always said? about Giants in September and October football.
Death, taxes, Giants losing in September or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, death, taxes, Giants starting 0-4. It's easy. Well, it was easy. I apologize. We now know they will not go down. So no loss will come easy.
I'll tell you this. So season starts the past four years, whatever. 2017, they started 0-5. 2018, they started 0-2. 2019, they started 0-2. 2020, they started 0-5. And 2021, they started 0-3. That's like just a win like yesterday changes like that whole like that those last couple of years. It just makes you feel so much better. And they never doubted. People didn't think they were going to win. So
I didn't think they were going to win. I picked the other team in my survivor pool. But that's what you want to see, man. Because I promise you, if the Titans won that game, I was picking the Panthers next week because it was going to be again death, taxes, Giants losing in September. But now that it's just the fact that now it's Victory Monday for them. They have the entire week to game plan as a winning team. And look at it as they're going to go into Sunday. They just won. The Panthers just lost. What can the Giants work on? It's going to be a thing where the Giants are going to be talking about what went wrong that they can fix, rather than the Panthers are going to be like, what do we have to do just to be right? It's a totally different game plan coming off a win than a loss. And absolutely, of course, the coaches are always going to say, well, like, you know, the game's behind us. We're looking forward to next week, but Dable, I just saw his interview before. He's fired up, man. He's a beast. I've never seen so much. And He was already in our good graces when he would go to the Ranger games and the Rangers would be undefeated every playoff game he went to in hockey. So he was already in the good graces, but he's fired up. He's fired up. He's got the guys fired up. And it's not a falsified energy that Joe Judge, we have evidently found out, portrayed. Like, that wasn't a real energy, I guess. He lost the team or whatever. Dable's got this group behind him. He's got didn't I tell you about Wink Martindale? The guy is nuts. The guy, the play card never leaves below his eyes, and the hat's always down. And I know in audio you can't see me, but I'm doing that. He's nuts, dude. He blitzes all the time. They have guys that want to win, not guys that don't know how to win. These guys have won before. Wink's had top five defenses with the Ravens the last few years. Dable just went to the divisional round with the Bills. He helped groom Josh Allen, helped groom that offense that we see today. Let's go, dude.
It's exciting. Go. It's exciting stuff, Tom. It really is. And, you know, shout out to Mike Kafka, the Chiefs quarterback coach from last year, as the new Giants offensive coordinator. Everyone knows that. They had him sitting up in the booth all game. That two-point conversion call was something else. And obviously, it's kind of funny. It's out of the Chiefs playbook. That's where all football fans start to see that play from. Yeah. Hint, oh, where'd he get it from? I wonder where. If Saquon doesn't make that little cut right there, he's not getting in the end zone. And he found a way in. My heart might have sank, you know, like into my toes. But no, it was good. It was great. It really was a fun day yesterday. And, you know, Wink Martindale, the defense held their own. You know, some drives they got beat up on, but, you know, you're not going to be able to stop a team constantly all game. You know, when that day comes, I'll be like, okay, this team's kind of legit. Like, we can start talking about them being like a serious, like, not Super Bowl contender, but just a serious contender in the NFL. But no, he brings the house, and I'm just excited to hopefully get back. Hopefully the Giants next week get back Aziz and Kayvon, because going up against another, you know, weaker tier or bottom tier offensive line of the league, like the Panthers, it's going to, you know, there's going to be some light in those cracks and those holes. And the Giants are going to be able to blitz a lot against that Panthers team and give Baker a tough time. We saw what the Myles Garrett and the Browns were able to do to Baker yesterday. You know, it's tough. Ike Ekwonu. Same thing as Andrew Thomas. You come into the league as a starting left tackle your rookie year, you're going to be playing the best of the best. So it's not always going to be an easy showing. So, I mean, I'm just excited for week two, Tom. Nothing else really for me, but just, I saw this little thing. Saquon Barkley, that 68-yard run, he reached 21 miles per hour. That's the fastest he's reached since week one versus Dallas in 2019, when he had like that 50-yard run.
I haven't watched much TV today, but I'm sure someone had to have talked about it at some point. He wasn't home free right away on that run. There were two defenders that could have, I feel like, 9 out of 10 running backs, they would have caught him. But he, before he even hit the sideline, he hit that from that first burner to the sideline, and then he was gone. And then just, like you said, just took off. And I think I saw a little bit of smoke come off of his feet, but just rumors. He was flying down that field. I think I got nothing much either. Listen, the Giants won the game. I didn't think that me and you would be recording Monday, September 12th, talking about how the Giants, the 2022 New York Giants, won a football game and won it the way they did. So everyone enjoy your victory Monday. I got to go to work later, but
everyone. I'm remote today though, but yeah, I gotta work.
So you'll be vibing from home again. I got to go to work later, but I'm going to ESPN I'm on the sound shift today. So I'm going to be listening to all the coaches talk from yesterday. It's going to be fun. And I think the last thing I wanted to say, we might just have to get a sound clip of your dad doing the Jack call, the Jack. And then that's going to be like our battle cry. If we ever have any more Victory Mondays, that's going to probably be how we start our show. So we'll have to call Pete about it and break it down in the film room a little bit.
Do you want? Absolutely, I'm in. But do you also want to play your outro that you texted me about? I know you wanted it to be the intro, but what do you want me to just put it at the beginning of the episode?
No, and put it at the end. Put it at the end.
Okay, all right, I will. This is a little foreshadowing. I'm going to keep all this in. So
yeah, put it at the end.
Well, this is great. great start, Tom. Always good to see you, even though we talk every 15 seconds of the day. Yeah. It's fun to be back. We wanted to continue doing this podcast because this is obviously something we love. We enjoy talking, we enjoy chatting, and it's kind of, you know, pursuing our careers in just the sports media world. You know, like, this is what we love doing. I talked about this briefly, but I said I was going to the game next week. I'm actually a season ticket holder officially. Me and my one of my good friends from home, Jack, also named Jack. We got a good deal from one of our friends, Lucky Plath. So Lucky, shout out to you. He's in my fraternity up at college. His family was selling 2 season tickets. And, you know, now I'm officially a PSL owner, a season ticket holder. So I'm really looking forward to this season. You know, win or loss, I'm just excited to really be a part of the team and get to go to a bunch of games. So we'll look forward to next week. We'll probably do a little game preview. We're going to try to get back on track with that. A little game preview, game recap. We'll do all that good stuff. So, guys, every Giants fan out there, enjoy your victory Monday. Enjoy this week in general. I mean, hopefully your fantasy teams win. Tom's got probably is going to edge me out unless Russell Wilson drops an absolute egg. He's got to score less than 9.5 points. Never say never. Never say never.
And for those that don't know, I was the laughing stock of the league last year, and Q won the league last year. So for me to bring down the defending champ week one would kind of be oh so sweet. And talk about a victory Tuesday after a victory Monday. I'd be, I'm pretty much going into Wednesday, and it's already Wednesday. And then my work schedule, I have off Thursday, Friday. So this has the potential to be a very, very nice week for the boy. So everyone have a good week. Have a good time. Q's going to be at the game, but we'll have you guys a preview for week 2 before that. Giants fans, enjoy your victory Monday. If you're not a Giants fan, you're still listening, and your team won, enjoy your victory Monday. If your team lost, you got plenty of weeks to win a couple more games. But that's it, man. We are back.
We are back. This was a lot of fun. Thank you guys for listening, and thanks for waiting so long for us. I know hopefully there's still some people out there that want to listen to this show. But yeah, enjoy, everyone. Have a good week. Tom, I'll see you soon. Next time I see Justin Jefferson, I'm slapping him in the face for how disrespectful he was to my fantasy team yesterday.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
If you know, you know. But that's it for me. I'm signing off, everyone. Peace out. Goodbye.
Later.